I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel has killed the successor of Hassan Nasrallah, head of the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. Netanyahu said Tuesday that Israel has degraded Hezbollah's capabilities.
We took out thousands of terrorists, including Nasrallah himself, and Nasrallah's replacement, and the replacement of his replacement.
He did not name either of the two replacements. Nasrallah was killed last month in a bunker in Beirut by an Israeli airstrike. The head of the United Nations issued a stark warning Tuesday.
The conflict in the Middle East is getting worse by the hour.
Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Lebanon is on the verge of an all-out war and Gaza is in a death spiral. He said the death toll in Lebanon has already surpassed the number of people killed in the 2006 Israel-Hezbollah war.
Every airstrike, every missile launch, every rocket fired pushes peace further out of reach and makes the suffering even worse for the millions of civilians caught in the middle.
Gaza's health ministry said on Tuesday an Israeli airstrike struck a refugee camp overnight, killing more than 15 people. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Witnesses said the airstrike destroyed buildings and tents. The air and ground offensive into the territory is ongoing. Residents of Gaza's Jabalia said Israel had sent tanks deeper into their city on Tuesday, advising people to leave while it pounded the refugee camp from the air. Israel has said its attack on Jabalia was an attempt to stop Hamas fighters from regrouping there and staging attacks. Health officials said dozens had been killed in Gaza in the past 24 hours.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. This is VOA News. Hurricane Milton is heading toward Florida with a possible 4.5-meter storm surge. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan warning of potential deadly conditions.
This is the potential for life-threatening, destructive storm surge that could affect much of the west coast of Florida.
He says evacuate if told, which Venice resident David Coots is following.
We will be evacuating actually to one of the community centers.
Before evacuating, he was in line for sandbags. So were father and son, Tommy and Devin Hall, who were riding out Milton at home.
We're not nervous about hurricane situations.
Yeah, 'cause this part of living in Florida.
Experts say this is different. Again, Michael Brennan.
This is an extremely life-threatening situation and you should follow any evacuation advice.
I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Joe Biden is postponing an overseas trip so he can monitor Hurricane Milton. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
This could be the worst storm hit Florida in over a century.
And the president says he's putting off this week's trip to Germany and Angola.
I just don't think I can be out of the country at this time.
Saying his priority is to increase the size and presence of the federal response and getting more aid and personnel to the southeast. At the same time, he's urging residents under evacuation orders to get out.
Now, you should have already evacuated. It's a matter of life and death, and that's not hyperbole. It's a matter of life and death.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Community kitchens are on the front line of fighting famine in Sudan's war, but volunteers say it's dangerous and a lack of funds is making it difficult for them to help. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
The conflict between Sudan's military and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces has created the world's largest hunger and displacement crisis. In the northern countryside of Omdurman, beneficiary Hafiz Abdallah says families are completely dependent on this kitchen for all their meals.
If I didn't get a meal for any reason, I would be really affected as I cannot afford a meal for the children.
The backdrop is that international aid organizations, including the United Nations, have been struggling to get aid to those who need it most. Meanwhile, hunger is spreading. UN officials say more than 25.6 million people, more than half Sudan's population, are experiencing acute hunger and need urgent assistance.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.